All right, as promised, we're joined right now by running back for Michigan State, coming off an enormous game, 29 carries, 233 yards, and a rushing TD in Saturday's win over Rutgers for the season. 129 carries, 912 rushing yards, 9 TDs. He leads the nation in rushing yardage, rushing yards after contact, rushing carries of 10-plus yards. Michigan State is 6-0. They're number 9 in the coaches' poll, and they are at Indiana on Saturday. Kenneth Walker III joins us. Kenneth, it's good to have you on. How are you?
I'm good. How about you? Thank you for having me, by the way.
It's great to have you. Thank you very much for doing it, by the way. Listen, you had a massive game on Saturday, as I referenced. I know you're not going to want to make it about you, so let me ask you about the program itself. What is the vibe like around the team and the program now that you're 6-0 and you're ranked in the top 10 in both polls?
It's great. You know, we got high energy here. You know, every practice is intense. You know we got to keep going and stay focused on our goals. But, yeah, it's great. Everybody's brothers, and we know each other. We have each other's back. So it's been
all right.
Great.
I got that. So I said I wouldn't make it about you, so let me make it about you now. In that third quarter, Rutgers had you guys pinned deep in your own territory. In fact, you were on your own six-yard line. You break off the longest run in school history. Can you take me through the play? What did you see on it, and in particular, when you dropped those moves around the 30 and you broke into the clear?
Right. So at the beginning of the play, you know, our offensive line did a great job. Made it much easier. They had a huge hole. So that's when I took it to the sidelines on the left side. I seen the linebacker. I believe it was linebacker to safety. I took it to the left, and Speedy, he had a block on the edge. He did good on blocking his guy. And when I seen the safety, I got a chance to get one-on-one with the safety. I just made a move, and I just seen green grass from there.
Just seeing green grass from there. I like it. Kenneth Walker III joining us. Since you mentioned Speedy, in the win over Rutgers, Speedy Naylor had 3 TD receptions of more than 60 yards, and you accounted for nearly 250 yards on the ground. Like, what's it feel like when the offense is executing and rolling at a high level like that?
It's a great feeling. You know, we got so many playmakers on our team. Like, Speedy had an excellent game. And, you know, Jay Reed, he's a playmaker. Peyton Thorne does everything. He's a great leader. Yeah, it's just great. I feel like we have a very explosive offense, and it makes things a lot easier.
You know, what's wild to me is that your run that we just talked about was the longest run in school history, but not the longest run you've had. You had a 96-yard run in Wake Forest before you came to Michigan State. What's it feel like to have the longest run in Wake Forest history and the longest run in Michigan State history?
I think that's pretty cool. Like, that's exciting because after that run, I had a little interview, and then they asked me about that, and I mentioned it to them. So, like, that's a cool feeling to have.
That's a really cool thing to have, actually. So take me back. When you were looking to transfer, you were trying to make that decision right in the middle of COVID. So what was that process like, and what made you decide that Michigan State was the right place for you?
Yeah, so before I even transferred, it was when I was thinking about it and everything, going over it with my parents, it was kind of hard because, you know, I was at a school where I knew, like, everything about, and I was thinking about leaving, and I didn't know if, like, I was leaving into something that I felt like would fit me, or I didn't really know. So, and I didn't know much about the transfer portal in general. But when I entered the portal, you know, different schools were talking to me, but I ended up getting a chance to talk to Coach Cap, and then I talked to Coach Johnson and Coach Peake on Zoom. You know, I couldn't visit the school and everything. So we did a little virtual campus deal. And then I finally got the chance to talk to Coach Tuck. And he told me everything about the culture here. And I love this plan. And I felt like that was the best fit for me. And that's when I decided to commit.
Kenneth Walker III joining us. You know, what's amazing is when you lay it out like that, especially you have a virtual tour and you admit yourself that you just don't really know. I mean, you're not exactly sure what right. You're getting into, but then you get there. I mean, from the outside, when I look at the numbers you're putting up right now, it feels like you've been there for years, but you actually only got there in January. So how do you explain the fact that you've been able to mesh that quickly with the scheme and the other players the way you have?
Right. First off, with the players, they took me in like I was one of them already. They didn't see me as like a competition or anything like that. It was so helpful. They was real helpful. You know, Connor, when he was with us, and he's still now, you know, he moved to tight end, but still now he helps me with plays. Like if I need some help on something, he tells me to keep plays, like where to hit the hole and things like that. So having my brothers help me and made it much easier to come in. Also, that just shows how great the coaching is. They made me feel comfortable and made it easier on me to learn the plays. And so, you know, we've been working since winter. So getting acclimated with that, it made things a lot easier.
Kenneth Walker III joining us, having a huge year. You mentioned Coach Tuck. This is a huge Mel Tucker house. I always enjoy talking to him and having him on the program. I appreciate how he approaches every practice and every game. So what's it been like to play for him?
It's been amazing. You know, he makes sure, you know, we are having a successful season, but he makes sure no one gets satisfied. And I believe that's really important for us as a team to never get satisfied and keep going and stay focused and go hard. Every practice, you know, I also like he coaches us up. No matter who it is, you make a mistake or do something wrong, he's not afraid to coach you up and critique you and help you be a better player.
See, like, it's pretty clear to me that you're going to make it about the team, and it should be, right? But you're all about your brothers. You're all about the guys you're going to battle with. But the fact is, when you're putting up the numbers you're putting up, you're going to get attention, and you're getting Heisman Trophy run right now. So what's it mean to you to hear your name mentioned as a Heisman candidate? And then what would it mean, if you allowed yourself to think this way, what would it mean to win the award?
Yeah, it's super exciting. It's a blessing, to be honest, to be in this position, to even be getting recognition of being a Heisman, you know. That's always been a dream of mine. Even in high school, like, I've seen Heisman winners, things like that, and it was like, you know, I put myself in that position and visualize it, and I believe, like, if I was to win a Heisman, like, oh, I really don't know what I'd do. I'd be so excited.
I like it, man. Let me ask you something. You said you made the point that you used to visualize this even in high school. What's interesting is when you look at the career you're having right now and the kind of productivity that you are putting up or having right now, you didn't get a lot of attention from recruiters when you were in high school. What was that experience like for you?
It was hard. You know, I feel like in high school, man, I felt like I was kind of overlooked a lot of the times. You know, I'd get schools to talk to me, but a lot of them would never offer me. So, like, I started at one point in high school, I, like, would start to doubt myself. Like, it's, like, D1 for me and things like that. It's going to college football for me because, like, a lot of schools didn't really want to talk to me. So when I ended up getting my first, like, Power 5 offer, my only Power 5 offer at Wake, I took that chance.
Yeah, I wonder about the process, right? Like, when you think you have it, and you really believe you have it, but nobody's telling you you have it. And even you said it yourself, it's kind of hard. And I started to doubt myself. How do you maintain that vision? How do you keep that same kind of conviction and belief that, well, they're not all right. I've got this. I can do it.
Right. It was a lot of help from both my parents, to be honest. They kept supporting me. You know, my dad did a great job. He was always grinding with me, like after practice and things like that. I go to high school. I have my practice in high school and then come back home and have another workout with my dad. And, like, you know, he always talks to me about certain stuff in life and not just on the field, things about on the field, but off the field. And it keeps me going.
Dude, how important is that? I mean, I've got a couple of sons and, you know, everybody's so busy. What's that mean to you to have parents that make sacrifices for you, man? And you know they're doing it because they love you and that they're giving up other things so you can have a better life and a better shot. Do you feel that from your parents, and what's that mean to you?
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's my why. First off, God and my family is my why. You know, having both my parents in my life is a blessing. I'm very grateful for it. I don't take it for granted because I know a lot of people around the world don't have both their parents. So me having both my parents and I'm able to talk to them every day about anything, it means so much to me. And, yeah, they're my why and why I keep going.
Dude, that is so great. That is so great that somebody your age, you understand that already and you already have that why and you know that why and you're grateful for that. That is a tremendous perspective. Michigan State 6-0. They are number 9 in the coaches poll. They're at Indiana on Saturday, another big one. And he is having a huge year. Kenneth Walker III, my guest. My man, good to meet you. Good to have you on the show. I really appreciate that conversation. Kenneth, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you. Well done. Really well done. On and off the field. Michigan State's having a year now. And he's having a great season. But as he points out, they've got lots of weapons. And the next one is Indiana on Saturday.